Good morning. Welcome to the program. My name is Charles Rose. I work with the Church of Christ at Lincoln, Missouri. We meet every Sunday morning at 9:30 for our Bible study, at 10:30 for worship, Sunday evenings at 5 o'clock, Wednesday evenings at 7. Come and visit us and worship God with us. There's a question that arises quite often in the religious world, and it has to do with the reign of Christ. When is Christ supposed to begin reigning over his kingdom? This may come as a surprise to some, but Christ has been reigning over his kingdom for about 2,000 years now. Many theories pertaining to the reign of Christ have been put forward. Various ideas about when he will begin to rule. Some people have tried to set dates far into the future, looking at things that they know nothing about. Fantastic tales about the future splendor of Christ's reign here on earth have been set forth. But all of these theories fail to recognize that Jesus Christ has been reigning gloriously in his kingdom for hundreds of years. In fact, he, at this very time, is still reigning on his throne from heaven. God revealed to Old Testament prophets that Christ would be raised up to sit upon the throne of David in a great eternal kingdom. God said to David himself, he said, "When thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee." Now notice that. David's seed, David's descendant, sometime after him, which shall proceed out of your bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Read that for yourself in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 and 13. Notice that one of David's descendants, a son of David down in the future, would reign on David's throne forever in a kingdom which God would establish. Now, centuries later, after Christ had gone back to heaven, just 10 days later, Peter said that this prophecy was fulfilled. He told the Jews that God had foretold through David that he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of Christ. Acts 2, verse 30 and 31. Notice that the resurrection of Christ was defined by Peter to be the fulfillment of all of the prophecies which said that God would raise up a man from David's descendants who would sit on David's throne. Now, did Christ really occupy the throne of authority after his resurrection? Do you believe the Bible? The Bible says he certainly did. Jesus himself said years later in his revelation to the Apostle John, "To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I so overcame." Now Jesus overcame, and he said, "I am set down with my Father in his throne." That's Revelation 3, verse 21. The throne of David was a position of kingly authority over God's kingdom. Christ arose, he was exalted to that throne, described here in Revelation 3:21 as being God's throne, where Christ is right now sitting next to his Father. The fact that he is now reigning over his kingdom is often set forth in the New Testament scriptures. He must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet, 1 Corinthians 15:25. Notice that Christ is reigning right now, and he will continue to reign until he puts all his enemies under his feet. Now, if Christ is reigning, then his kingdom has to already be established and in operation. He's not reigning over an empty kingdom without subjects. And to this, all the scriptures agree. Paul told the church in Colossae that the Father has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, Colossians 13. He didn't say he will do that in the future. He said he's already done it. Observe that they were at that time actually enjoying the privilege of being in the kingdom of God's dear Son. That's Jesus the Christ. And if the kingdom was not in existence and in operation, with Christ actively reigning over it as king, why were they said to be in that kingdom? From these and many other passages, we can see that Christ is very much a king, and that you and I today can be in his kingdom. His kingdom is the church that Christ built, established with great power in the city of Jerusalem after Jesus' ascension to sit down on David's throne at the right hand of God, as described in the second chapter of the book of Acts. Now, Christ had earlier announced his intention to build his church, Matthew 16:18. John the Baptist had told the people before that the kingdom was at hand, Matthew 3:2. And then Jesus himself told them that the time was fulfilled and the kingdom of God was at hand, Mark 1:14-15. Just before Jesus went to the cross, he told his disciples plainly that his kingdom would come in their lifetime with great power. He said, "There be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power." Mark 9:1. Now, either that happened or it did not. Jesus lied. Either it came in their lifetime back then, or there are some 2,000-year-old Jews somewhere on the earth. Which do you believe? Do you believe the Bible? Or the theories of man that comes up with all of these outrageous ideas that contradict the very teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ? You remember what Jesus asked those who followed him in Luke 6:46. "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I command?" Why do you think Christ is your Lord and Master if he's not reigning? Why do you even attempt to follow Jesus in any way if he is not the King of Kings and Lord of Lords right now, reigning on his throne over his kingdom? My friends, when Jesus said that there were some standing there listening to him talk that would not taste death till they saw the kingdom of God come with power, those words were fulfilled on the Jewish feast day of Pentecost, when with great signs and power the apostles preached the forgiveness of sins through the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and that God had made him both Lord and Christ. That means he's king, and set him upon David's throne. Acts 2:31-36. Come and worship God with a group of people who insist on following the Bible, not some man-made doctrine that's going to take you in the wrong direction. Let's serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords the way he tells us to. Let's go to heaven together. We can if we follow the King. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.